This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Comedy Central's Daily Show writes The Great American Book. First, this story. A new breakthrough in home health care, or maybe home health marketing. For the first time, you can now buy your own heart defibrillator. A federal agency approved the sale of the devices to just anyone last week. Defibrillators are used to shock the heart back into a normal rhythm after a heart attack. The manufacturer hopes they're now going to become as common in American homes as fire extinguishers. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Jim Baum is glad he had a defibrillator that morning last November when his chest felt tight and his arms started to throb. His wife got worried and asked a friend to go into the bedroom and check on him. Baum remembers what happened next.
He reached down to take my pulse, and just as he reached down to take my pulse, I died. I totally died. My head went back, my eyes rolled up backwards, and frothing at the mouth, and you become incontinent. I had no heartbeat. I had no blood flow. I was technically dead.
But Baum had just bought a defibrillator with a doctor's prescription, and it was there for his friend to use. The device gave Baum a shock, one he says saved his life. Now Baum has taught his entire family how to use it, including his youngest grandchildren.
I have complete confidence that my six-year-old grandson, if the time arose, could adequately use that machine and be successful with it. There is no technology other than tearing open a package and sticking some pre-adhesive pads onto a patient's chest and turning the machine on. You push a button and the machine is on, and it tells you what to do from there. It prompts you in perfect English, says do this, do that.
There are middle school students in Illinois, North Carolina, and other states who are being trained to use the machine. We borrowed one from the maker, Philips Medical Systems. It's small, about the size of a kid's lunchbox. And it's pretty easy to use.
Begin by removing all clothing from the patient's chest. Cut clothing if needed.
It prompts you along each step of the way.
When patient's chest is bare, remove protective cover and take out white adhesive pads.
We didn't shock anyone. Actually, the machine is set up so that it can't, unless it senses that a person's heart really has stopped beating. Dr. Joseph Ornato is an emergency medicine specialist at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. He led a recent study, and it showed that when automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, are placed in shopping malls, hotels, and other public places, they can double the chance of surviving cardiac arrest. Ornato advised the FDA panel. He thinks it's the right thing to start putting these devices in homes.
The home is where about 80% of cardiac arrests occur. Every minute that your heart is in cardiac arrest, every minute delay until you can defibrillate, there's a 10% drop in the chance of survival. So time really is of the essence, and having these devices in many homes like fire extinguishers, we think has the potential to save lots more lives.
Do you have one of these devices in your own home?
I do, as a matter of fact. Actually, my wife and I are both physicians, so it made it kind of easy to justify, from my perspective, it's to protect her, and from her perspective, it's to protect me.
Ornato keeps it in the trunk of his car. He's never had to use it. But Arthur Kellerman has no plans to buy one. He's an emergency medicine specialist at Emory University.
If you buy one of these, there's about one chance in 5,000 that you'll even have a cardiac arrest. Then what are the chances that you'll have that cardiac arrest when there's another member of the family present? Then what are the chances that you'll have that cardiac arrest with another member of the family present who knows that you have an AED in the home and knows exactly where it is? And then what are the chances that knowing that, they will first call 911, then run and get the machine and use it perfectly?
Kellerman says there are better ways to spend your money.
I'd say take your $2,000, join a health club, sign up for a smoking cessation program, work on your diet, exercise. Those are low-cost, high-payoff interventions. Spend the money where it's going to do the most good for you and for your family.
The manufacturer expects to sell 20,000 defibrillators in the next year. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.